Tumbleweeds, you know those roundish blobs that whack into the grill of your car whenever you head through Eastern Washington? Well, we have a story of one couple's joyful relationship with tumbleweeds. Here's Natalie Yaw and her girlfriend McKinley Nevins of Pullman.
So this is kind of a funny story. I was in a car full of my teammates headed to a roller derby game bout in Portland, Oregon. So there were like four of us stuffed in this car. It smells absolutely awful in there. All of our gear is stuffed into this teeny tiny, I think we're in a Honda Civic, and we're probably passing about the Tri-Cities. And I think I was driving at this point, and this gigantic tumbleweed blows across the road, and I kind of panicked because I was like, oh my gosh, I have to avoid it. It's so huge, like I can't hit it with this car. What's gonna happen? And my teammate was like, don't stop, don't swerve, like it's just twigs. And so unfortunately I did smash it, and I think it got stuck in the bottom of our undercarriage until we stopped for gas in about an hour or two. And so after that I was just fascinated, like what other plant is a hazard while you're driving, right?
We were driving by the Tri-Cities and coming back toward Pullman. There's a lot of lovely tumbleweeds out there. And Natalie was just expressing such joy looking at them on the side of the road. And I was like, well, we can just pull over and get some. Like, there's no rules about this. Like, we can just get some. And so we pulled over. I've got some very cute pictures of her holding them up in the air triumphantly. Yeah, we stuffed them in the back of the car. It took up almost the entire back of the car. So that was when our first two were officially adopted, I would say.
It's almost like something that's alive because it's so, like, mobile, right? Like, they're running away from your car, they're tumbling across the plains, and then to just be able to pull over and, like, grab one and stop it from running away is just, yeah.
It was fun to see her enthusiasm for it because I grew up in like rural Nevada high desert. So for me, tumbleweeds and particularly these, which are Russian thistle, were like something I would avoid as like a little barefoot kid running around the yard. So it was really her enjoyment of them that kind of opened my eyes to, you know, the other half of like just how cool and really how, you know, sculptural they are almost.
I grew up in a place where plants don't move. And I'm not alone. We actually have a roommate who thought tumbleweeds were fake, like just in cartoons, until we moved out here and actually saw them. Like, they're actually pretty special.
In biology and plant biology, we always talk about like form and function. And these guys are made to spread their seeds. And like, I can respect that they're really good at that.
That's disgusting.
I think that they're really cool in their natural form, but if you paint it bright blue or pink and put it on the wall, then all of a sudden it just becomes this whole new extra cool thing, I guess.
We were debating sparkles as well.
It's not illegal to pick up tumbleweeds.
You're gonna go on record?
I'll go on record saying that, yeah. No, but I just think it's fun, you know, it's just kind of carefree. Like, I think we could all do with more whimsy in our lives.
That was Natalie Yaw and her girlfriend McKinley Nevins of Pullman. Instrumental music by James D. Kindle of Pendleton. This story was produced by correspondent Anna King.